Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. They say this is a big, rich town.
Where Jimmy? Yeah, we miss him.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will point to you right about now. All right.
Well, yeah.
Gotta get that in there.
Great. Yeah.
I'd like the remix with Warren G, please.
You know what? Actually,
hey.
You know what version I actually like?
Which version?
When Ghost died.
Oh, and the acapella slow version.
So it reminded me of like this old Baptist deacon doing devotion. Oh, it's a big rich town.
Oh, you just any opportunity to go to church.
I just
yes?
come yeah. from the poorest
part. He will take it.
That vibrato was everything. All right, so what's up, everybody? We're here, and we are wrapping up season six, episode 13, titled "It's Not Your Fault." And I'm Bam Erickson. Introduce the panel.
Jill Monroe.
What up? I'm Robin Ayers.
Okay, so it's just the three of us tonight. So. Do we all agree that we really liked last night's episode?
Loved.
By far, yeah.
It was like my favorite, assuredly.
Of the five, right?
Of the five so far. I mean, I can't say because we haven't seen the last two.
Right.
But so far, this by far, I like the endings that tied together. I like the acting, the story. I like where we're projected to go potentially. I like it.
Yeah,
I really did too. So it started off with and happy Monday. You know, today is the Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday, and we just want to acknowledge that. So it started off with right after Tommy killed Benny. So he drags him into the apartment, and then he gets rid of him. He pays someone to get rid of his body. He calls Mrs.
Threw on that old EMT suit,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Teresi lives again.
Yeah, and so his mom comes and picks him up. She's pissed that she probably had to miss her stories or miss her drug run or whatever she was to pick him up. And she says, well, why couldn't Lakeisha pick her up? And then she finds out that she's dead and that he thinks, obviously, at this time that Ghost killed him.
Yeah.
And so she goes to comfort her baby, and she takes baby Tommy back to the house, and she cooks some food and all this stuff. So
but you know the baby Tommy thing, like when they're in the car, she says, "You want me to take you back home?" And he's all like, "This face was everything."
He was
like,
"A moment."
Yes. He needed some milk.
He did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I thought that was great, and then we also see the introduction of Honduras while.
Debbie Mazur. Shout out to her,
Debbie Mazur. So we see that. So now we see where the episode's going. So we see Tommy, we see Mrs. Egan, we see Lisa Marie and Honduras. And so now this is where it gets good. So we go back. And so now Tommy decides that I need to get out of here. He sees the orange juice. He sees California and Rodolfo, what we saw some episodes ago about the connect, although Jason
We've been calling for Tommy to go to California, though, since what, season five or season four?
Oh,
whenever Jason was going to send him out there.
Yeah.
We have been for that, so kind of glad it might be coming to fruition.
Right.
Yeah. But Kate... So do you feel like Kate was being selfish? She was like, you know, don't be ridiculous. Where she's going to score drugs on the streets. You don't know anybody. Your family's here. And then the news announces that James is running, and then it triggers Tommy. And then Tommy, go ahead. Are you on
something?
No. And Tommy says that did Ghost have his back when he killed the mom? And all right. So at this point, we see that. Tommy starts to be infuriated, and then Kate mentioned something about how Ghost has always had his back, which was an ongoing theme.
Mm-hmm.
He's always had your back. You know, when Tasha was pregnant with the twins, you know, he came all the way out while she was pregnant with the twins to come take care of you. And so this is in Tommy's head the whole entire time now as he starts to go on this mission.
Mm-hmm.
Any comments about that? Do you think Kate had any valid points of why she kept defending Jamie?
Well, if she really, we know by now that she truly looks at him like a son, like mm-hmm. a real son. And I think that that's very valid from her. You know, Kate, she has some skewed points of view sometimes, mm-hmm. you know yeah. what I'm saying? It's true. But pertaining to that specific question, yes, I think that that's very valid.
Okay. So, Elisa Marie, over here, she's playing the recording, and Undoors.
But wait, before that. Uh-huh. Remember, she was downstairs looking out the window. I thought it was very important that Elisa Marie knew that the timing was off. She was like, when's the last time Uncle Benny texts yes. you? Yeah. Every mm-hmm. hour on the hour, proof of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mini mob boss in the making. She mm-hmm. is on point. Nerves of steel.
Yes, she did. She says, I know the system, proof of every life, every hour. And she asks, you know, when was the last time he texted? And she said, not since last night.
Mm-hmm. So then Elisa Marie went under her Nancy Drew stuff.
Yeah.
So, fast forward a little bit. We'll get to all of this. But just a quick question about Elisa Marie. Do you guys think that she has what it takes to be seen again outside of Power?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe this is a setup for, you know, all of this talking is not for
we'll get to it.
But also, for someone like her who is quiet and who, you know, we hadn't heard the child talk.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't say much, but, you know, when kids are around adult things, you know, we were taught, you know,
stay in the child's place.
Yeah. But when we were children, we used to always listen.
Of course.
And just the life that she, the lifestyle that she has grown up to, mm-hmm. oh, she's seen all type of things.
Yeah, and only from our perspective, only from adults. You know, there are no other kids. She doesn't do kid things, mm-hmm. you know. It's all, she's just literally peeping game from
she
every
did a little
around.
Bit. Remember, she had dance class and stuff, but we forgot about that.
That's extracurricular activity, but I'm just saying as far as like kids being around her doing some mm-hmm. kid-friendly things. To me, it seems like she's been, you know, everybody's just been, whether they know it or not, giving her a lot of game.
And the only friend she thought she had was Tariq.
Yeah.
So now let's go to when, all right, so
the diner.
So she sees the device and she asks her, you know, where's it at? So she wants to, Honduras wants to go and give it to Uncle Carlo because he's the mob boss and wants to take care of it, no police involved.
Yeah.
As she did what she needed to do. So Elisa Marie was like, well, can we just find out really quickly to make sure if that's really who I think it is? So then she goes to Tariq, and now Tariq is at the diner with Honduras and Elisa Marie. Hit it. What you guys think?
Tariq is a trip, though. Like, Tariq is Ghost's son, really. Like, he's so... what I got to give him is that he's very strategic in the way that he thinks. Mm-hmm. And I think that he thinks a lot like Ghost. I mean, mm-hmm. it's all in the writing, of course, yeah. right? But that's why, we're seeing this kind of unfold before our very eyes as to, really Tariq being set up to be the next Ghost.
Yeah.
That's what I got from that conversation when they were sitting there.
I just got that he was very, you know, thinking on his feet. Oh, yeah, maybe I can take it to my mom and she knows who Ghost and Tommy yeah. are. And I love that Aunt Doris saw immediately through it. Because Elisa Marie, as mature as she is, she's still a child.
Right.
So she doesn't recognize that Tariq is playing her. And this has been brought up before, but I thought the way she just shut him down quickly, you know.
Yeah, and you know what, CC Freak in the chat room? I'm going to agree with you who says Tariq need his ass whooped. What do you think?
Side note, the actor who plays Spanky on Marsh Rogans, he says, what's up? So,
what's up, Spanky?
What up, though, Omar?
Tears. Yeah.
I know. We'll get to that, too.
We'll get to him. So, I'm sorry. I was text. What?
We were talking about the diner, Tariq, Aunt Doris peeping game. So where do we go from there? Tariq leaves and he reaches out to Tommy, right?
Yes.
So I was trying to remember what the status of their relationship was, but he did have vital information for Tommy. But in that scene, what became apparent to me was that Tariq is really, really still mad at Ghost. Like, he's not going to let up on any of this.
I mean, this is very clear after last night's episode. And I do want to make something clear. This was from the, I can't even pronounce your name, but the POIUYT 98 says, I love how Benny's wife handled Tariq, but that was Benny's sister.
Yes. Yeah. Benny's sister. She did. And, you know, Elisa Marie's smart. Obviously, Doris is smart. So the way that they broke Tariq down, he had to literally go back and start fresh when he brought Tommy the information, because Dora's pretty much broken down. She was like, you know, why? She figured everything out.
Mm-hmm. Why did you leave the door open? Why did you leave? Who else was there?
Yeah, and I mean, that's Vinny's sister. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, and they're from that mob. So, like, you know, we shouldn't be surprised by that.
He was like, I was just craving hot cocoa.
I mean, the innocent kid.
He could have said, I was waiting for him to say, I saw her crying. Mm-hmm. I wanted to cheer her up.
Yeah.
I offered her to take her for ice cream. Mm-hmm. You know, if I was in the writer's room, that would have came out. But no, I get it.
And, but with Tommy and Tariq and that conversation, he goes and tells him that he knows where it is. He tells him about the recording and stuff. So now this starts to upset Tommy more, because, you know, Tommy's on this mission thinking that Ghost is this bad person who's done all these bad things. So the one thing that Tariq did do was Tariq told him that I know where Elisa Marie is. Mm-hmm. Anything else with that first conversation? All right, so
shout out to the 270 people in the live chat. Please like us.
Wow.
We appreciate you checking us out.
All day.
Thank you. So after that, Tommy goes to Club Truth. Security spots him ASAP, and he gets out of there.
The only time security spotted anything for that particular night. But
can we talk about it?
Rise.
Y'all go ahead.
There's no security in Truth. No cameras.
Right.
Maybe there are. Maybe we'll find out later.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very specific event, mm-hmm. you know, very, like, it's political.
Political.
So maybe it was security for, mm-hmm. you know, whomever, whatever. But I this is a side note, but out of curiosity, I'm very curious how they shot all these different people's perspectives. How did they shoot that? Like, was it all in a day? Or, I mean, not all in a day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, I think when we kind of elaborate on that with Monica, and
They reshot the scenes.
But I will say, despite me being petty and dragging, oh, I don't care, I think it is pretty fascinating that we get to see a TV series where they're giving each perspective, each episode. Like, has that ever been done on any other show like that?
Maybe.
In a similar way. Yeah. I mean, you know.
And you kind of just said this, Joe, like, they reshot episodes. Absolutely. You have to, specifically for each character, you got to shoot different episodes. But what I'm saying is, you know, I can't see Paz's perspective, her going to Tommy's mm-hmm. and then doing her whole scene. Mm-hmm. And then, all right, cut, go home. And then when it's Tommy's turn, Paz, we're calling you back to set to shoot that one scene. I would kind of think, like, while they're there, they know that they're going to have Tommy's perspective. So let's shoot two different perspectives while we're here, while we have your time. Same thing from when we saw from Ghost's perspective. Mm-hmm. Remember the real episode? Mm-hmm. Give me a second.
No, that's good.
When he was at Power, he was on the stage and he was doing his he was giving his speech.
Yeah.
He sees Tommy walk in, right? And then we see Tommy take off. Mm-hmm. It all just, like, all of a sudden we see him take off. I can't see them saying, thanks, Joe, have a good, you know, good night. Mm-hmm. Now when it's Joseph's turn.
2 weeks later. Coming back to shoot the exact same scene.
It would seem as though they would shoot both of those perspectives while they have. That's just a side note. We ain't got to go down it, but I'm just curious.
But
about
also that. But actually, that's a great point. But I do think that they shot them separately because Courtney was talking about budget and how they couldn't afford to burn down Truth. Mm-hmm. So, and plus, I know that with Power, I think it takes 7 to 14 days to shoot, depending on the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I would assume, like, it makes sense, but I just from the production side, I do think that they just redo them again.
From the production side, wouldn't it make sense that they shoot everything on that same day? Well, because that makes sense more when it comes to budget.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you get here, we'll ask you. Okay, so we can keep going.
So Tommy leaves Club Truth, and we see Blanca and her only appearance in this episode. And I love the whole
Puerto Rican pantsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she goes and she hands over Lakeisha's belongings. And she also then says that if he would testify against Ghost James, that she would give him immunity and she will just let it ride about him killing Poncho.
I mean
it goes to show you how bad she really wants to get going.
Yeah, she
you
said
know what
she
saying?
Said he had she had personalized handcuffs, like she's ready to take him down, but she technically Tommy is technically Tommy's a free man.
Yeah.
At this point.
I mean, if you really look at every scene in every character, it shifts, you know.
Yeah.
We'll never live down the fact that everybody's after the power,
yeah.
You know. And so Paz at this moment wants to utilize her power and say, we'll give you immunity. Like, can she really make that decision? I don't know. I mean, or would she have to get that approved by Warner? Or
I think she's operating on an ask forgiveness later
yeah.
type mm-hmm. of situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Which clearly she's been doing a yeah. lot. So.
As is everybody in the Western District. Is it Eastern District?
Eastern District. So Tommy calls BG, blames him for being the Radu snitch that he killed Poncho. We'll get to that in just a second. Mm-hmm. And then he opens the bag and he sees the earrings. So obviously,
I knew it! I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
We called that.
Yeah,
so, I'm just kidding.
So
I knew that was going to happen. It makes so much sense.
So obviously, those are the same earrings that Holly stole back
yeah.
in season one. Mm-hmm. And he defended Holly and so forth.
Yeah.
And so now he goes to Tasha. Hit it.
I mean, it was a powerful scene.
Bam, I want to see you hit it.
Right.
Because yeah. I want you to go
get
first.
Your perspective.
Okay, so Petty Pablo's ready. So
sorry, Jill. I didn't mean to cut you off.
My question is, was that bad acting of Notori that we didn't see any teardrops while she was being sad, or
that's
was
not petty.
Or was she just was she trying to save her ass?
I mean, she might have been trying to save her ass. How many times have we seen her actually be fearful for her life? And what she would do in that moment, we don't know. She didn't tear up either when James had his hands on her in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
in that scene.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, thugs don't cry. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
We have our whatever's about it. What I did feel, though, was Tommy deciding not to kill her. And I feel like what saved her, even though the paperwork was there, cold hard facts once again hitting Tommy in the face. You know, what you think you know, you don't necessarily know, was when she mentioned Tariq and Yaz, that she asked him to take care of them. I think that's what saved her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, in the back of Tommy's mind, I think that he understands. We know this, and we were talking about this with Monica, how he really does yearn for family. That's sort of like, mm-hmm. at, you know, at the core of Tommy, right? And so that did hit home when she brought up the two, you know, kids. Yeah, like, I'm sure that's going to, like, jolt him a little bit and make him think otherwise.
Do you think it also saved her because at this point, he still thinks that Ghost is a part of the killing?
No. So, I don't think he thought that at all. No?
Yeah, okay. I don't think so. I think he's very clear. This earring says that you were at my house, and mm-hmm. she admitted it.
Ghost had an alibi, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't have anything else to say. Should he have killed her? No. But Tommy made a valid point about, but you lied. Like, Tasha could have said something a long time ago about it, but, you know.
So, I mean, I'll be honest. I did think it was going to be a bigger deal when he found out that it was Tasha.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a bigger deal. I didn't know
if they were going to be.
You know why I didn't think it was? Because Tasha is his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the entire series, we've seen Tommy and Tasha as, like, the other side of Tommy and Ghost. That's his ride or die. He would go to her for advice, for guidance, for help. He listened to her.
Yeah, but didn't he do the same thing with Ghost?
He did.
I mean, I know in a different kind of way, but I'm just saying, there is, I mean, yes, Tasha, Tommy, like this, and, you know, sister, brother, but, like, he was raised with Ghost, and so that was your brother, and he's like, I mean, he admits that, but he's still like, that's the way the streets go. You know what I'm saying? If you do something to betray me like that. I'm just thinking.
He didn't kill Ghost, though.
He tried. He's tried.
Yeah.
He's tried, but also when he's tried to kill Ghost, there's always been the resistance.
The hesitation.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that. Y'all don't feel what happened?
403 in the live chat. What do you guys have to say?
Yeah, you know. Hey. Okay, so listen. When they went, remember that battle in the street? First of all, I can be a little bit petty by saying who's ever around to catch this stuff. I know, in real life, it was the van license mm-hmm. number, blah 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 blah. The dude looked like this. Tommy and all of them are always on the streets and nobody,
you know,
shooting, killing.
I will say, when I'm in New York, people mind their business. And when I am in places that look like Tommy, like, people just mind their business. So as far as gunshots, I'm not sure, okay, but people tend to mind their business.
All right, well, you know, okay. But my point is, yeah, we've seen that battle. Remember when they were shooting, there was a full-blown shootout. I think Ghost was in that white van, or Tommy and them were in the white van. I'm not sure.
In the ambulance when Ghost ran into it.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I don't feel like he hesitated then. I think he really did try to kill him.
Yeah. So then Elisa Marie gives Doris a backup of the recording to take to Uncle Carlo and leave and left her at the house with the bodyguards. There is one scene, since I'm in the petty spirit, there was one thing that Doris said, and I just said, oh, the fucking writer's trash for this.
Okay, what happened?
She said that when they had the conversation, when Doris and Elisa Marie was talking, Doris says, men need to think we are weak so that we can act strong. They can keep the family strong. Strength is why women and I was just like,
why?
Because that's terrible. It's terrible to try and put that notion into her mind. I thought that was garbage. And for that, I was like, garbage writing, garbage. Okay. That's it.
It's terrible to put that notion into her mind that she is to be strong as a woman in a family full of men that are misogynistic, maybe, that are of an old Italian world. Come on, Bam.
You're just saying basically the fact that
you just didn't want to hear it in the script, or
so, or are you saying you don't like the fact that she mentioned we have to pretend to be weak?
Thank you.
That's the part.
Okay. Oh. Why is it a lie?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm just asking. This is from someone who was like, Tasha needed to go ask Ghost if she could do this. Tasha needed to defer to Ghost before doing this. So, obviously, a woman being strong means that she's a threat, right?
No, but
she needs to back down and do what the man says.
No, but
right?
that's a different thing when I was speaking of with Ghost and Tasha. But as far as that is concerned, I'll give you a pass. We're gonna keep it moving. So
we could go all day at this.
Angel Wood said, "Hit dogs holler."
Yeah.
Who's okay. a hit dog?
What I don't know. Mean? I don't know which one is a hit dog in here. Like, who's it? Angel Wood, please clarify.
Ghost and Tommy. So see what happens when people talk and communicate. So Ghost didn't kill. So we find out that Ghost didn't kill Keisha. Says he never put the trigger on anyone he loved. I'm always there to save you, and I'm cleaning up after your shit, protecting you with your lies. His mom co-signed that earlier. We find out about Proctor, and Ghost said that he's done with his petty shit. And so now we see the perspective of Tommy. Kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about when they were at the yard,
the rooftop, or yeah. Well, yeah?
Can we just say that? I mean, not that I think that Tate hired the shooters, you know? That's who they were aiming for in the yard that split up that little beautiful moment when they were coming to their first mea culpa of the episode. Mm-hmm. That's all I thought about that, is that Tate hired the shooters. And, you know,
that makes
conversation
sense.
Can help a lot.
It makes totally sense, because Tommy at this point thinks that the Italians are after him.
And that was the funniest line ever when he walked past Cedric on the ground. He was like, you're not Italian.
Right, yeah. That was funny, and it does make sense, because as of now, we know that that Tate is from the streets, that he's got that background, but we still have not seen any of his real, like, street connection. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense, and I would agree with Jill on that.
I'm just curious, again, as to when, but we'll probably find out next
about
week
Tate?
about Cedric the Entertainer's character. We'll probably find that out next week.
I mean, this is, let's go off into Powerverse in my mind.
Yeah.
But I just think of the fact that Tate asked Andre eventually to kill Ghost for him at some point later, after whatever this shoot and miss thing happened, and a man got taken down. So to me, that's indicative of, damn, first time didn't work. We got to try this again. Somebody that's a little more skilled, and we're going to make this happen.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Anything else between Ghost and Tommy? We kind of talked about it in episode 10, but...
I think it's really one of my favorite things to see them come together. And I think that it is so for a lot of Power fans. There's just something about their camaraderie. It feels good when the two of them are together as brothers. And so I enjoyed that scene, because it was like somewhat of a clear up. You know, that's all I've...
Right.
It's funny. I've said this for probably all six seasons now. Yeah. I'm like, they just need to talk.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Like, if they can just talk and have the conversation, yeah. so much stuff can be cleared up. And then what is so great about it?
A message for life.
Yeah, right. And then what's so great about it, right as Tommy was getting ready to kill him, and then Ghost walks up to him and says, he's like, you think you're leaving and I have nothing? And then he tries to shoot him. Ghost then says, no, it's your fault. Which Tasha also said, it's your fault. Mm-hmm. He was like, no, this is your fault. Mm-hmm. That's your shit, not mine's. And then they get shot at. And then he goes right back into, I have to take care of my little brother. When Tommy went into the thing, all you can hear in the background is Ghost yelling, Tommy, Tommy,
yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah.
So I'm like you, Robin. I really like that scene because... Yeah. No matter how much they love each other, hate each other, whatever, he always wants to look after his little brother.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about that later, that Ghost did something to his little brother to take care of him. So I thought that was really cool. Then Tommy goes after the two bodyguards, take them down.
So my favorite thing in the episode, aside from the Ghost and Tommy...
450 people in the live chat. Wow.
Y'all lit.
Hit that thumbs up, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah. was Tommy and Elisa Marie. I know it had shades of this movie called, I think, Leon the Professional. I might be jacking it up wrong. Mm-hmm. It's about a hitman and a little girl, older movie. Mm-hmm. There's also some things that felt a little Kill Bill-esque about the two of them riding out together.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that. But there's something that the conversation they had later that reminded me of something that happened in Kill Bill. So
let's just kind of go through this whole thing with Tommy and Elisa Marie. So he goes and he picks her up, or he goes into the house.
Kidnaps her.
He kidnaps her. He goes and kidnaps her. And she says that the recording is on the device. He says, little girl, pack your bags, get your lunch.
Yeah.
Let's go. And then they go into the car. And
I love their bonding.
Yeah.
Because it's similar, you know? They seem to connect over having addict mothers, mm-hmm. feeling overlooked and kind of left out in the thing, knowing that your parent probably cares for you, but something is not quite right about it. I thought Elisa Marie, I'm blanking on the young actress's name, but I thought she acted her ass off this
episode. Yeah, she
episode,
did. She did.
You know, and I really enjoyed Joseph's scenes with her.
Yeah, I really liked it. And on Instagram, Charlotte, CJ the God of 404, he wants me to drag Elisa Marie, but... because she gave away the device.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can personally drag, because you saw there was moments. So when you look at Elisa Marie, she admitted that she knew what her dad was up to, she knew what her mom was up to, and then she saw the ring, and then she inquired about cash, and then asked questions and talked about how her mom had a ring like that,
yeah.
that she wasn't going to give to her when she got married, but then the mom went and...
pawned it.
Like...
And she overheard the conversation with Benny and Joe. We talked about that.
Yeah.
What was that? Episode 3 or 4, something like that, where he admitted to letting her mother die. That's a lot of mixed emotions and things like that. You know your mother was an addict. She shouldn't have relapsed. But you know that your father forced your mother to relapse and then watched her die, but it was for your benefit?
There's a couple of things that I wanted to mention here. First of all, I truly, truly loved the dynamic between Tommy and Elisa Marie. Mm-hmm. I just loved it because Tommy stayed very true to character. Like, even when they were back at his apartment, mm-hmm. and she said, I'm not a baby. And he was like, nobody was talking to you or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I laughed and I rewound that scene. I just loved it because he doesn't have children. He don't really know how to, you know what I'm saying? He's going to remain himself. But also, I thought that moment was beautiful in the sense of, like, when she gave it to him. Part of it was, I think there was a connection made. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was an internal thing where she's just like, let me do something nice. I don't know.
Because he told her that... I'm sorry, Robin.
No. Uh-huh.
Just he said that he told her, you know, you aren't alone in this world.
Right.
He felt like he knows what it's like to be alone in this world. And I think in that moment they connected. That was her way of saying, you aren't alone in this world either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. And I agree with that. But if you want to dig a little bit deeper and look at it deeper, she could possibly be like, listen, I don't need to have him coming after us in the future. So let me just give you everything.
Exactly. That's why I cannot drag the little girl, because I think that with the fact that her mom her dad,
her uncle,
Uncle Benny.
Yeah.
And then her other uncle he's the head of the cartel.
Yeah, her great uncle.
Like,
right.
I think she wants to get the fuck away from all of this.
Yeah.
And she wants to.
For now. Because, you know, Tariq might have some problems because Elisa Marie thought he was her friend and now she knows he's not. When she decides to become a mafia boss later or a
high-powered
attorney.
Possibly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, because look, Tommy told her one more person cares about you.
Yeah.
There's one person who does care about you. And possibly saying about the aunt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, so basically, like, you're not alone. You
you're
have
not
your
alone.
Aunt.
You have your aunt. Yeah. And she's like, listen, I can't afford to lose my aunt. Mm-hmm. I don't want you coming back after this. So, I mean, I thought that was a great scene.
Yeah.
I did too. And then Tommy also said, listen, after Elisa Marie says, I know you killed my dad, and Tommy, she was like, she said, I know you killed my dad, you don't have to say anything. And Tommy says, listen, if you need to come after me later, I understand.
And that was the Kill Bill scene. It reminded me of, was it Vernita Green? Maybe?
I don't know.
I can't remember. But, you know.
Now, let's go back. Let's go a little bit back. So, when Tommy needed to then go take care of some other stuff, he leaves Elisa Marie with Mrs. Eakin to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, you called it when Paws knocked at the door and he looked the whole suspicious thing.
Yeah.
That's because he was hiding the two of them in the room.
Yeah.
I just wanted to just say that.
Why, thank you.
Yeah. I also like the fact that that Mrs. Eakin mentioned how she's Elisa Marie, she's innocent, leave her alone, you know, and then she referenced how Cash is the same age and that they shouldn't be involved. And then Tommy says, well,
oh, I was get your words out, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Defend your pseudo family.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
At the moment.
I thought,
it's just like, I think too, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this and I'll let you go. The nerve of Kate. When did you really care about children's welfare growing up?
But, right. Yeah.
But also remember, she did
wanted
say
a daughter.
She's also wanted a daughter.
Right. Yeah.
And did she know that Holly was pregnant?
No.
Right? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
And,
I don't know.
And maybe because she probably figured she's never going to get a grandchild. Mm-hmm. So maybe that was just her moment.
She was like a puppy. Can we keep her?
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. She was a trip.
So moving forward with that.
Miss Lily Renee says Elisa Marie was better at finding out things better than the whole Eastern District. I thought that
facts.
Was super facts. Yeah, that's
she
actually
put it
a really
together.
Good point.
Oh, you killed my dad because
yeah, I mean, she's listening now. She's like, okay, Jamie is ghost. He said, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Tommy said that. Like, she's finding out everything.
And then so Two-Bit had two scenes where he says that. He says that Dre blew the organization and to go get Dre and help him out. Tommy says, see you in 20, homie. So we see that same thing again. And then when Tommy now goes back to Tariq, when he admits Ghost is not who we think he is, we need to go save him. Tariq says, no, I'm not going to do that.
I feel like that scene was after when Tariq went to Truth and talked to Ghost and was like, do you really want me to turn myself in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's why Tariq was so anxious and turned up because he had just had that conversation. And we already know he felt like Ghost lied from that first conversation they had at the hotel, I think it was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so this was the second time. So I think that's why he went to Tommy and was like, you shouldn't be.
But this is my problem. How can Tariq be so defiant against Tommy when he lied and betrayed him and Tommy spared his life? Listen, at this point, I'm so tired of Tariq. There's no way in hell I'm finna watch his spinoff. I have no interest.
Mm.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I'm done. I have no interest.
Okay.
I'm not finna sit up and watch Tariq be this spoiled brat, wannabe now gangster. And then Mary J. Blige and Method. Oh, no.
Okay.
That's how you really feel, Bam.
No.
Okay.
Done. Can't do it.
Okay. He irritates you that much to the soul.
His character irritates me, but then with Ghost dead or not dead, and I need more.
Okay.
And Tariq can't do it for me by himself.
Okay.
And Tommy's in California.
What if they surround him with a great supporting cast?
Don't care.
Okay.
Or just a great story or a great something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No? I don't know. Okay. Well, That's how Bam feels, everybody.
Tommy, wipe out the Italians. What do you guys think?
Well, first of all, that scene, we obviously, Tariq obviously sent Vincent after Tommy, I feel like, to put some space in for Dre to kill his dad. Tariq is turning on people again. It was a great scene to see Tommy take them out by himself. Too much talking, Vincent. You might have been able to get the drop on Tommy if you had wanted to give your monologue. But yeah. I thought it was a great, you know, ending, a way to wrap that up and very Tommy.
Okay. And then we backtrack, and he drops Elisa Marie off because he has to go.
Well, I wanted to say this really quickly about Tommy killing Vincent. Such passion. Do you notice that? Like, when he's really upset about something, or when when he had a personal connection with somebody, he could have shot him. He could have just turned the gun on him and shot him, but he literally beat his face in.
To take that out.
Hey, y'all, we have 500 people in the chat.
What?
Wow.
What up, live chat?
Live chat in the building.
Seriously, y'all coming through.
We appreciate
Make sure
that.
You're liking the video, you guys.
Also, live chat, next week, the next two episodes, we'll have guests. So if you guys have any questions or something that you guys want to ask, that is just anything in general, ask now, because
it in the comments, leave it there. Hit Power After Plug on Instagram, leave them there.
And then, Robin, if you see any interesting questions,
But no, GJix Dreams, Tommy is not dead. I don't know where that came from. Tommy is dead. I don't know.
Did we accidentally?
No one said that. Not us. I don't know if that's from the chat room or not.
So as Tommy goes into Club Truth, back doors obviously opened. He sees Dre standing across the street. So we saw that scene, and then he disappeared. So when Tommy goes into...
I'm sorry, very quickly, because when we were watching Dre's perspective, remember, everybody was like, well, was that a ghost or an illusion or something? But no, we just now see that he turned right into Truth.
Yeah, and so he goes into there, and then now we see Ghost dead. Or we see him dying. What do you guys think about that? Like...
So Daryl Love says, when Ghost was dying, did he say let it go or let her go?
He said let it go. So Tommy sees the killer up in the balcony. So for me, it only makes sense that it's one or two people.
Okay.
I mean,
Tariq.
My personal feeling is there. If it was Sax or Tate or anyone other than Tasha or Tariq. Tommy would have shot right away.
Completely. Or would have shot him later on as he said his goodbyes.
Yeah, and he wouldn't have been as affected. Remember when he looked up, he was affected.
There was pain in his
face.
Yeah,
he was like disbelief. Like, how could you? No, like, you know what I mean? It was one of those. Sax couldn't bring that type of emotion out of him, or anybody else for that matter. So it had to be, in my opinion, either Tasha or Tariq.
So, but then my other question is, so when you actually look at it, now this is...
All right, Petty, come on. We got more.
So he's shot. You see the bullet hole. But normally when someone bleeds out, there's blood that's kind of splattered.
Mm-hmm.
And
we don't know what type of weapon. Maybe it was a .22 and it bounced around in there
But if it's Tariq who shot him, Tariq is not that... Tariq is not he's not that well of a shooter.
Point blank range.
How do you know?
We don't know. Point blank range. She's shot a gun before.
Because he did kill Ray Ray.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm just saying that the blood, like, normally when someone bleeds,
the blood pool.
Yeah, there's no blood pool. I'm saying all this because, do you think that Ghost
is dead?
Is really dead?
Do you think he faked his death?
Right. Well, I mean, I go back and forth on this all the time, just because the last episode title is Just Like We Planned.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like this was a plan. But then I kind of feel like Courtney said this before when she was on our show. She said, there is a consequence for the things that you do. And Ghost has been killing people. He was a drug dealer. I know he's trying to turn his life around, but he's done a lot of damage, harmed a lot of people. So there has to be some sort of consequence.
So let me ask this question.
The whole season is the final betrayal.
I understand.
That could only be one of three people, and we've eliminated one.
Mm-hmm. I understand that, but to then make us go through through these long ass five episodes of the perspectives just for it to be Tommy, for it to be Tariq or Tasha.
I have an answer to that. Monica gave it that answer last week. Because you're not only wrapping up Ghost of Death, you're wrapping up an entire series.
Okay.
So there are, you know, Dre, mm-hmm. there has to be an ending for a lot of stuff.
That's true.
He could have just went to jail. Mm-hmm. You know, we would want to know, does Spanky go free? Is he on the run? Mm-hmm. You know, Alisa Marie, she still has the thing. What happened? So the reason why they did that, from what Monica said last week, mm-hmm. is because it's the entire series and not just that particular storyline.
Okay. So, I'll just say he's not dead, and I'll say that he faked it. And
wow,
And I think that Tariq, with Tariq wanting to get the gun, the gun that's not marked, mm-hmm. you know, I would say that because he had the conversation with Ghost before he had the conversation. There was a conversation in the club with Tariq and Ghost where he kind of reprimanded him. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that it's possible that in the dialogue that we will see an episode in the final episode that maybe this was all a setup, because then when you move forward, he gave Tommy the car for him to leave and go. So I have a question about
that. This is my thing with that. Thinking back to that episode of Tasha and Paz's conversation.
Yeah.
Tasha dropped Dime on Tommy with Paz. And we said at the time, I felt like it was to put some space between mm-hmm. Tommy and them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we know that he let her initially I thought it was going to be because of Lakeisha.
Yeah.
But we know he let her slide on that. So what would be the only other reason where she's, you know, trying to make sure that Tommy might not come for her or protect herself? Mm-hmm. Well, it's if he saw her or maybe Tariq kill Ghost. Because mm-hmm. if he did, she would want to protect her child or herself, mm-hmm. and she knows who Tommy is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Lakeisha's one thing. Letting her slide for that is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But killing Ghost, we don't know how he would respond.
Mm. Dante said they changed the title of the final episode. That's interesting. We got to look into that. And then if so, I'm curious if you happen to know, Dante, what the final episode has been changed to. But Romello Malone says, if Ghost is dead, then James, not Ghost, is in heaven with Raina and Angela, the two people who loved him. That's interesting. That's very poetic. That's very poetic.
But shout out to Romello, because we
yeah. Romello actually sounds a lot like us when we try to depict who's Ghost, who's James, who is Mr. St. Patrick, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So
after,
that's poetic.
So after Tommy leaves, he goes back to his mom. And so now Mrs. Egan, she accuses Tommy of killing Jamie, blames him, and says she gets it. He was jealous, always got the girl, got the attention he wanted, and saw life beyond Queens, and you hated him for it. And now that Miss Egan got... Okay, can we talk about the money?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that
was
a real...
I would like to know what the timetable is and how much money she got.
Listen, I'm curious, too.
She kicked her son to the curb. So,
like, real quick. Like, that was crazy.
I believe that James...
There you go.
They have... He gave them millions of dollars.
Okay.
I believe he gave them millions of dollars. Kate is a drug user.
Yeah.
So for her to go ahead and kick her son and say, well, James is taking care of me now, beat it.
You know, we've always said that Kate and Tommy have a very interesting relationship, mm-hmm. right? It was always been very uncomfortable sometimes.
Wow, thank you.
You guys are really up in this chat room. Yeah. Thank you. I have always thought that it was kind of uncomfortable at times to watch their relationship.
Tommy likes redheads.
Yeah.
That whole redhead thing and that whole, like, her all up over him, you know, under him and over him thing. But also, it became clear to me that her loyalty and love really lies with Ghosts.
Mm-hmm. The successful son. I feel like
he always had something going for himself. But in addition... it also became clear why she ever needed Tommy to be around. I need you for drugs and I need you for money.
Yeah. Yep. So she told him to go to hell or go to California, wherever he goes. And so, and that Ghost left him something. And then when he tries to open his package, she tells him to beat it, get out of there.
Yeah.
So now Tommy goes and he makes his final rounds. And when he goes to the garage, he sees the car. Jill and I talked about this yesterday, that Ghost bought Tommy that car for him to get the hell out of there, because you remember because Ghost shot the car up, so mm-hmm. he gave him that car
Well, you think it's to get the hell out of there. I just think he just gave him that car because he felt guilty. Mm-hmm. And we got 25 seconds.
Okay,
so.
But we're going to... Well, just 2 minutes, I promise. We'll wrap it up. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, I love the ending. I'm glad that Tommy got away. I'm glad there's a potential for him to come back.
Okay, so... But before... Okay, while he's on it, so two big calls. Okay, so anything about Spanky? Omar, shout out to you again.
Great timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just great.
It was funny.
Mean, yeah.
So we wondered if Spanky would survive. He didn't.
He didn't.
He's gone.
I didn't think he was going to survive. You can't do Tommy like that and get away with it.
Yeah, and we've already talked about how he went to go see Elisa Marie one more time, and then she gave up both of the devices. We already talked about that. Mm-hmm. And then Tommy gets into his car.
Off to the West Coast to warn and regulate. Yeah. Shout out to the music supervisors. That was perfect. We went from Big Rich Town to regulating.
Someone said inside the chat room, and I don't know, I'm sorry, it was way a long time ago. They said, Tommy always has the most soulful music for his episodes. Isn't that right? He always has these moments, you know, of great music and all of that. So, yes, that was a great job picking that music.
Yeah, I loved it. What is your take on Tommy in L.A.?
I would love to see it. Bring it on.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a long time. There's only so many places he can fit. If you know L.A., Long Beach is probably pretty good for him to go. Like,
I don't... Drug life in New York and drug life in L.A. are two different things.
But L.A. loves a New York drug dealer.
Yeah, but Tommy... I don't think Tommy can survive in the streets by himself. I think that Tommy finally understands why Ghost wanted to get out the game. Mm-hmm. And I think that when he does go to Los Angeles, he's going to start a whole new life. He's going to try to avoid the drug life. He's going to try to do something else.
But to do what, though?
Yeah.
What kind of skills does Tommy have? See, Ghost had... He went to school, and Ghost was, you know, smart, and he had other aspirations. But
I understand that, but you think about the conversations that he had with his mom, wanting to get out of Queens. I feel like when he saw Ghost laying down, dead on the ground, I feel like Tommy felt like, God, like, damn, like, I feel... Like, I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, it was a come to whoever. Like, he had his moment where he finally understood why Ghost was trying to get them out.
That's an interesting perspective.
And I feel like with him getting the car, I feel like Tommy has a whole new perspective of... Maybe I do need to start over.
I don't think
in the spinoff, he will eventually have to get back to that.
Yeah, well, I don't think anyone agrees with you. It's fine. No, it's what's great about different people's opinions.
Yep.
And I guess we'll just have to see, right? You know, clearly Tommy has made it out. We'll see. Hopefully, we'll get to see more of that. I don't know if you'll see it because you tapping out.
Yeah, I'm tapping out.
It's done.
And I may change my mind when we see some
trailers.
I believe
this, though. I believe the same people who created Power, if they keep the same writers or whatever, there's a magic in these writers, because as much as people say whatever they say right now, we have 557 people currently in our chat room. These are just 557 people looking at us break down Power, which started off as a very small show, but it became
on Saturday night
magical, and it became epidemic. Yes. Okay.
I just want to take a picture where it said 557.
Okay, great. But you know, so I'm just saying the same magic that they did, the people who created Power, you know, there's, I believe, the same type of magic that will create something else great for whatever's to come.
And so next,
whether people like it or not.
And so next week, joining us will be the writer of episode 614 is Eric Haywood. And so I believe this is going to be Tate's storyline. So as we say our goodbyes, you guys have any predictions for next week?
I do not have any predictions, but I want to say continue to like the video here. You guys continue to ask your questions. You know, we'll be up in there responding to you guys. You can follow me at Robin Ayers on all of my social media platforms.
Hit me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. Let me know your theories, thoughts, who you think the shooter is. Follow us at Power After Plug, too, to continue more Power conversations. And I'll see you in the comments.
And
I'll
also, see all of you. I'm sorry. And I just also just wanted to just show my gratitude on behalf of everyone here and past members. Thank you so much for watching us, interacting with us on Twitter, social media. I just want to express my gratitude. Thank you guys so much because, you know, the next two episodes, like I said, will be busy. Eric is coming next week, and Courtney and and the other director is scheduled to come. So I don't know if I'll be able to express that, but I really do want to thank you guys so much for all of the support and just always reaching out to us, DMing us, giving us their theories, and recognize us on the street. So mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you so much. So next week, as I said, we have writer Eric Haywood. I'm Bam Erickson. Thank you guys so much. And two more episodes, and
woo! And we're going to see what happens after that.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you.
See ya.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.